92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. If you would like to call in today, we have Tasca King in the house talking about ADX Digital Marketing. Our number, 850-437-1620. Hey, Tasca.
Good morning.
Good to see you. Did you have a good weekend?
It was a beautiful weekend. I did some painting.
Oh, girl.
Outside, painting my house.
Oh,
like
that
I
kind
know
of
what
painting.
I'm doing.
Oh, I thought maybe it was like artistic.
No. It was just painting the exterior walls of my house.
Wow.
Who does that?
I was going to say, that's a big job.
Where was Kevin in all this? He was here.
Okay.
He was there.
All right.
We got a few boards that had been replaced, and I had to make them match the rest of the house. So.
That's great. So, did you have, you're looking forward to this week? Got a lot of things going on now?
Oh, it's busy. It's spring, and spring in Pensacola is happening. It's happening. If we can just dodge enough raindrops.
Yep, true.
And hopefully that's just about over with after today. Hopefully.
Yep.
We'll see.
It's supposed to be nice the rest of the week.
It is.
It's supposed to be beautiful.
That's great. So whether you are, going to be out and about or staying inside and keeping it cool by watching streaming TV.
We were just discussing. Totally off the subject. We were discussing some of the shows we watched when we're streaming. I won't say which one I'm watching.
Okay.
You were just saying you had some news.
There is some news. I'm really excited about this, actually. And, today we're going to talk about Amazon.
Okay.
And first of all, I just want to say, if you are an Amazon Prime member, then you might have noticed that they are trying to turn that into its own platform.
That's what I heard.
Meaning where you don't have to have, of course, now most TVs come with either Roku or Fire built in, the newer ones. I have one that's got Roku built in, and I've got Fire Sticks on all my other ones. But now, I turn the TV on, and Amazon Prime wants you to access those streamers through their platform, which I found really interesting.
Yeah.
One of the streamers
cheaper too.
Well, I don't know about that.
I wonder if you still have to pay an additional fee.
You don't really have to pay a fee for Fire TV or for Roku anymore.
Right.
It's just kind of like a connection.
Mm-hmm.
Helps you make the connection.
It's synced somehow.
I think my last Fire Stick was $19.99. That's nothing,
Right.
So anyway, what we were talking about is we were actually talking about Peacock.
Mm-hmm.
And that you don't have Peacock. And I said, well, you could easily get to Peacock now through your
Amazon Prime,
right? Yeah. Well, the reason we were talking about Peacock is because there was a big announcement last week. And, speaking of online, don't believe everything you read online. I don't, because, there's been a lot of things about TV shows that people kind of are fan fiction or wishing a TV show is going to happen.
Well, isn't it called clickbait, where they're trying to get you to click on something?
Yes,
it's really
exactly
an ad
that.
Or something else.
It's not even really an ad, it's just fans wishing something's going to happen. Like, I've seen all these things about Queen Charlotte season 2. No.
Right.
That is not true.
Right.
But one thing that I saw last week that at first I thought was not true, that I think might be true, and I'm really excited about it, is Y colon Marshalls.
Ooh,
you know what that is?
I have a feeling.
It's one of the next episode or section of the Yellowstone saga that will feature Casey becoming a U.S. Marshal. Because, Casey was a Navy, was he a Navy SEAL or
something, yeah.
Green Beret or something. One of those, special ops. And if you know the Yellowstone story, you know which one is Casey. Casey, everybody loves Casey.
Mm-hmm.
He's not one you love to hate. He's one you love to love.
Okay.
And at the end of the series, and I don't want to give anything away, but luckily he and his family are still alive.
Yay.
And now it looks like they're going to continue his story on CBS.
As a spinoff
the Yellowstone saga.
Wow.
So I'm really excited about that.
I could tell. She came in and I was like, what happened? Yellowstone happened. I was like, what?
But then we went on talking about, that you can watch all of Yellowstone on Peacock now.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can access Peacock through your Amazon Prime.
Yay.
So let's talk about Amazon targeting.
There you go. Let's get back on track. Tell us how that can work for ADX digital advertising.
So what is Amazon targeting, you ask? Amazon targeting is utilizing Amazon's targeting data, and it's going to reach people with your display ads, your video ads, OTT, all of that on Amazon.com, as well as Amazon-owned properties and thousands of websites and apps that Amazon has partnered with. And you can do this across all devices. So whether you just, you know, want it on your TV with Amazon Prime or on your computer, your tablet, your phone, whatever, we've got multiple ways to reach them. Now let's talk about Amazon. You know, Amazon has over 230 million users in the United States right now.
Wow. Over,
I mean, that's huge.
Wow, I had no idea. It's only, what, 290 million?
230.
Citizens?
I don't know.
Or 300 million? I mean, it's not.
I mean that makes sense.
It's a huge amount. Good
right.
grief.
80% of Amazon users are homeowners versus renters.
Interesting.
I thought that was a very high number, but that's great for businesses, especially businesses that want to reach homeowners. 61% of U.S. consumers start any shopping search on Amazon.
Really?
Not going to do Google first, just straight to Amazon.
Wow. Isn't that something?
It is. Amazon has exclusive first-party cookie-less data access to owned inventory on Twitch, IMDb, and Fire TV, and that applies to up to 500,000 predictors based on shopping patterns.
Amazing. That's
so when I said Amazon-owned properties, those are the properties I was talking about, or a few of them. Amazon has a nearly 50% share in all United States e-commerce.
Wow.
So, and 98 million active users every month in the United States.
That's incredible. Wow. So, on
that
note,
the stats are just huge.
That's amazing. So, the amazing statistics, we're talking with Tasica King about ADX Digital Marketing, filling us in on all things Amazon this morning. So, if you have a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break on Pep Talk. And this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And this morning, Tasica King is here with ADX Digital. We were just kind of crunching some numbers there because I was so shocked. Tell me again how many people use Amazon?
280 million.
Okay, so I had to look
it
up.
In the United States.
In the U.S.
It's just the United States.
So I had to look it up because I was thinking in my mind it was 290 million. I said, but it's actually now, it's the 2024, we're at 340 million people who live in the U.S. So
that's 82%.
Wow.
Of the U.S. population utilizes Amazon at some point during the year.
That's incredible.
That's crazy. It's crazy.
But if you're an advertiser.
Yes. How can
it
help you? That's what we're here to talk to you about. Okay. So we've got several different ways that we can utilize this this huge database to try to increase your business. First, if you do display ads, about 5 to 10% of your display ads will actually run on Amazon.com. That will happen when they search pages. They target users that you want to reach based on your ads and will follow those users as they go on and off of Amazon. So we're going to pick them up because they're an Amazon user and because of what they've done on Amazon, and then we're going to follow them around. Now, let's talk about the Amazon-owned properties. Now, that would include, I mentioned, IMDb, Twitch, Fire TV, and Amazon Prime Video. So IMDb is the world's most popular searchable database for information on movie, TV, and celebrities. And they used to have IMDb TV, then it became Freevee. Now it's all incorporated in Amazon Prime.
It's hard to keep up with all of it.
I know. Fire TV has access to hundreds of video streaming apps with movie and TV content. There are a lot of really good shows. It's a lot of older programming on some of those apps, but I've enjoyed going back and watching episodes of different things. I really loved this show several years ago called Pan Am, and I've rewatched all of that on one of the networks on Fire. Twitch is the world's leading live stream platform where content creators can broadcast video games, I'm not a guy. I just realized it's esports.
I'm sorry.
There should have been a hyphen there.
Yes,
esports.
Sure.
Okay.
Not the other one.
Esport competitions, music, and people just doing everyday things happen on Twitch, but not escorts. So please forget about that.
Boy, okay. My show's ratings going to go right up.
Okay. And then we got Amazon Prime Video, the largest premium ad-supported OTT streaming service. Mm-hmm. So we're real excited about that. We just got Prime last year, towards the end of last year, to add into our OTT options. And, you know, that's another great thing about why Prime is now incorporating other streamer access to other streamers.
Yeah, that was interesting. I had not heard that till Tasca told me this morning, and I'm a Prime member, so that's really interesting.
I mean, if you've got Prime, you've probably noticed that some of this stuff is popping up. Mm-hmm. Like you'll see a show and you'll click on it, and then you have to subscribe to Max or you have to subscribe to Apple Plus. Mm-hmm. But that's what they want you to do, it through Amazon. Prime, mm-hmm. and that way you can view everything through their platform.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, But adding Prime as one of the premium new content, new programming options was a really big deal for us. We're real excited about that. Then we also have the Amazon Publishers Networks. And that's when you can reach Amazon users when they go on and off Amazon and then onto thousands of other websites and apps that Amazon has partnered with through the Publishers Network. And those ads can be display, video, OTT, which of course is video, on other websites and apps. Some of these networks include TBS, Golf Digest, Tubi. Tubi's one of the ones that I was talking about that I like to watch older programming on my Fire Stick. Lifetime, Us Magazine, which is now just Us. Food Network, A&E, TLC. These are all networks.
So if I wanted to advertise my business through Amazon Prime with ADX Digital, I'd be able to reach possible clients on all those different networks?
Absolutely, yes.
That's extraordinary.
As they're watching these networks or going to the websites, like USA Today is one of the websites, CNN, CNN.com. You know, that's just depending on which kind of creative you're using will determine where your ads would go, of course.
So interesting.
So Amazon is golden with Amazon users. So this is amazing. We've talked about people that when you see an ad, you click on it. And the number of people that actually click on an ad is low, but their average number of people that click on an ad is about 2.5 times what the average is for any other kind of ad.
That's interesting. Why is that, do you think?
Because the targeting data is so concise.
Right. So they're actually really reaching the people who would be interested in that advertising.
Yep.
That's amazing.
The streaming, if you want to use your TV commercial, your video commercial, and you utilize it on Amazon OTT and Amazon Prime, that's over 120 million users every month that utilize that video programming.
Wow.
Streaming.
So the access is just amazing.
It's amazing. And how are we going to target? Well, there's a couple of ways. Of course, we're going to start with geography, just like we always do. We've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Amazon behavioral targeting. It's very similar to behavioral targeting that we use with our other products, but it's also a little more condensed, a little more specific. We have product targeting. So if you're a wedding planner, we can target people who have looked at wedding dresses. We can target people who have looked at engagement rings. We can target people that have looked at travel for honeymoon. Mm-hmm. You know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Product targeting. Retargeting. If somebody goes to your website and they fit the criteria, then we want to bring them back to your website.
Right.
And then, of course, custom audience matching and lookalike targeting.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the main ways that we can target with Amazon. The behaviors, again, is showing your ad to people that have shown interest in products similar to that.
Okay, well, we're going to stop there, and we'll be back with more information on how you can advertise with ADX Digital and Amazon Prime right here on Pep Talk just in a couple of minutes. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Tasca King about ADX Digital and all about Amazon Prime. This sounds pretty amazing to me. If I was advertising, I think this would be the way to go.
Yeah, it's so specific, and it just gets your message out to the people who need your product and want your product and have been thinking about your product.
Well, the reach is incredible.
It is. It is. So, okay, the next strategy, of course, is product targeting, and I kind of gave you an example of that with the wedding. Also, think about this way. If you want to reach new parents, mm-hmm. then we're going to reach out to people who have searched or browsed or purchased diapers, infant car seats, or baby books. If you want to reach homeowners, maybe our product targeting might be people who have looked for air filters, garbage disposal, gutter cleaners. Mm-hmm. You know, anything to do with keeping up your lawn care, whatever.
Right.
But, you know, we'll go over all of this when we sit down and meet with you and talk about all of these strategies and come up with the best plan mm-hmm. for you that will get you the best results.
And so that initial consultation, does that cost anything when they come in?
It does not. It's always free. We'll sit down with you. We'll show you the products. We'll show you Amazon and all the different options within Amazon or any of the other products you want to learn about. And then if you like what you see and you want to learn more, then we'll come back with a plan of action. Mm-hmm. But that first meeting is strictly educational, informational, and it is not a sales pitch at all.
And just to say, we've been talking this morning about Amazon Prime, but that is not the only product. Dozens more, really.
Yeah, we have quite a few different products, and would love to share our platform of opportunity with you.
Ooh, that was very, very good. Platform of opportunity. I like that. Very succinct. Task is always wonderful. She's with ADX Digital, and she is an account executive here with the radio station as well. So there's always opportunity. And if you don't have someone that you're working with, I would highly recommend Task. She's awesome. What can I say?
Thank you for saying that.
I'm slightly biased, but if you
just want to learn more, please give us a call here at 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne, and he will connect you with any of our digital experts to come out and, you know, do this educational event and show you what all we have to offer and determine whether or not it's something you want to learn more about.
Thank you so much, Taska, talking about Amazon Prime and ADX Digital. Give that number one more time.
850-262-6000.